Welcome to The Fathers Speak, a production of the Orthodox West. Each day, Father John Finton reads a selection fitted to the Western liturgical calendar from one of the Fathers of the Church.
From a sermon by our Father among the Saints, Gregory the Great. We must consider with what great care our Creator arranges all things. A single happening does not occur for only one reason. The beggar Lazarus lies at the rich man's gate covered with sores. The Lord makes two points with this one circumstance. The rich man might have had some excuse if Lazarus, poor and covered with sores as he was, had not lain at his door, if he had been some distance away, if his need had not been distressing in the rich man's sight. Again, if the rich man had been out of the sight of the poor man who was covered with sores, the poor man's temptation would have been less severe. But when, in one incident, the Lord situated the man who was poor and covered with sores at the gate of the man who was rich and plentifully provided with delights, he indicated at once the massive condemnation that awaited the pitiless rich man as a result of his seeing the poor one, and his approval of the poor man who was tempted daily by seeing the rich one. How do you think the temptations were that this man, needy and beset with sores, bore in his heart? He was in need of bread, and did not have even his health. Before him he beheld a rich man, healthy and enjoying his pleasures. He saw himself afflicted with pain and cold, and the other enjoying fine linen and purple clothing. He himself was burdened with sores, and the other was abounding in possessions. He was in need, and the other was unwilling to give him anything. How great do you consider the agitation in the poor man's heart, which was caused by these temptations? His poverty could have brought him enough pain, even if he had been well. Again, his illness would have been enough, even if he had had help. But to test the poor man more fully, poverty and illness together wore him down. Moreover, he saw the rich man making his way surrounded by throngs of attentive followers, while he was visited by no one in his illness and need. The dogs who were free to lick his wounds are evidence that there was no one there to visit him. From one incident, Almighty God makes two judgments. He allowed the poor man, Lazarus, to lie at the rich man's gate, in order that the undutiful rich man might increase his condemnation and punishment, and the poor man who was tempted might increase his reward. The rich man looked every day on one he did not pity. The poor man saw one who was putting him to the test. There were two hearts here on earth. One looked down on them from above, preparing the poor man for glory by tempting him, and the rich man for punishment by bearing with him.